Robert Springborg is an expert on the Egyptian military. He's a professor at the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey, California. Robert Springborg, what's going on in Cairo? Why is the military council using such force?
Well, the military council, embodied in the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces, the SCAF, has been seeking to engineer a transition in which the end result would be the protection of its rights and privileges, which are extremely expansive. And so as it has sought to do that, so has it alienated more and more of the both unorganized political forces in Egypt as well as public sympathies. So basically the SCAF has overplayed its hand.
I mean, the military has said that they want to keep real political power in any new Egypt. Why does the military feel entitled to such a stake in the government there? And will they continue to push for a key stake in a new government in Egypt, given everything that's been happening the last few days?
Well, the military has essentially been the backbone of the state since 1952. They cannot imagine an Egypt in which the military does not play a dominant role. They are virtually synonymous in their mind. There is contempt among military officers for civilians. So the idea that they would be subordinate to civilian authority is anathema to them. They simply cannot imagine that this would be the right and proper thing. And so they are doing everything possible to wall themselves off. And by that, I mean their economic interests, their internal organization, and their control over the country's foreign policy, to wall all of that off from any sort of civilian oversight. And the possibility of junior officers, more professional, more aware of sort of global civil military relationships, might finally decide that the SCAF is just simply overplaying its hand and is, too old school to be besmirching the military's reputation, which it is now doing. So I think there are serious questions now about the capacity of the military to carry on as it has been doing since February 11.
I got to say, it feels like a long way from the headiness of the revolution in February, which, you know, succeeded in large part because the military was largely neutral. What's changed, Robert Springborg, in the strategic thinking among the military?
Well, the military thought at that time that they could get rid of Mubarak, get rid of his son and his cronies, and then essentially manage a process of transition in which all of its rights and privileges would be protected. But what they failed to calculate was the strength of the reaction against authoritarian control, and that as they tried to orchestrate all of this, they would inevitably meet reaction. So as that reaction has intensified, then so has the sort of out-of-date thinking of these officers. Don't forget, General Tantawi is somewhere in his upper 70s. No one knows exactly how old he is. And so it's calling into question then this whole generation, the military institution, and no one really has the answers, because it's not as if the civilian politicians want to get rid of the military. That's not the point. What they want to do is get rid of the SCAF. And that sort of thinking, they want to preserve and possibly even enhance the capacities of the military. But they don't want the military dictating the process of transition to anyone else.
Robert Springborg with the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Marco.